Good morning and welcome to Air Products and Chemicals Investor Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded at the request of Air Products. Please note that this presentation and the comments made on behalf of Air Products are subject to copyright by Air Products and all rights are reserved. Beginning today's call is Mr. Simon Moore, Vice President of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Marguerite. Good morning, everyone. This is Simon Moore, Vice President of Investor Relations. I'm pleased to be joined today by Seifi Ghasemi, our Chairman, President, and CEO, and Scott Crocco, our Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. As I'm sure you all saw, Air Products issued a press release yesterday entitled, Air Products and Lu'An Clean Energy Company to form $1.3 billion joint venture for coal to syngas project in China's Shanxi province. Thank you for joining this call to discuss this exciting opportunity. After our comments, we'll be pleased to take your questions. The press release and the slides for this call are available on our website at airproducts.com. Please refer to the forward-looking statement disclosure on page 2 of the slides and at the end of the press release. Now, I'll turn the call over to Seifi.
Thank you, Simon. And good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to be on our call. Before I start talking about our joint venture in China, I'd like to make a few comments related to the recent hurricanes. First of all, our hearts and minds are with all the people in Florida, Texas, and Louisiana who have suffered as a result of these two devastating hurricanes. We have been very lucky at Air Products that all of our people are accounted for and they are all safe. We are very thankful for that. We do have some of our people who have suffered, who have had damage to their properties, and obviously we will help them to repair and make sure that they are not suffering from a lot of loss to their personal property and houses and all of that. But we do have, as you all know, substantial number of plants and operations in the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast. But thanks to the really outstanding efforts of our people and proper preparations, we have not suffered any catastrophic damage to our facilities. We did have to shut down several of our facilities and curtail operations in others. But our people have done their best to continue to serve our customers to the best of our ability under the difficult circumstances. As you know, a number of refineries were shut down as a result. And as a result of that, we will suffer financially due to lack of customer demand, increased prices for diesel fuel, and related items. But at the same time, our operations in Asia are doing well and producing good results. Therefore, on balance, we do feel confident to inform our investors that we can reconfirm our quarter four and full year guidance for fiscal year 2017 to be as we had stated before, that is $1.65 to $1.70 for the fourth quarter and $6.20 to $6.25 per share for the whole fiscal year 2017. Now, let us talk about our exciting new joint venture in China. Please turn to page 3 of our presentation that we have posted on our website. We are forming a $1.3 billion joint venture with one of our most important customers, Lu'An Mining, to own and operate a coal-to-syngas facility in China. This facility is already more than 90% completed, and we expect it to be operational in the next 3 months, in the next few months, I should say. The structure of the joint venture is that Air Products will own 60% and Lu'an Mining will own 40%. Air Products will fully consolidate the joint venture financials because we have majority shares and management control. The joint venture will receive coal and steam and power from the Lu'an coal to liquid operations, and the JV will supply syngas to Lu'an under a very long-term on-site agreement, a 20-year on-site contract. We are expected to close post-initial operation, startup, and regulatory and government approvals, which we expect will be in the next few months. For the contribution to the joint venture, Air Products will contribute the 4 air separation units that they have already built at the site and have just started operation. That is worth about $300 million. And they will contribute $500 million of cash. Lu'an will contribute the gasification and the syngas cleanup that is almost completed, which is worth about $1 billion, and obviously will receive about $500 million of cash. So that with that, we have the balance of 60 and 40. Now please turn to page 4. The formation of this joint venture is an absolute perfect fit to our strategy that we have been articulating for our investors in the last 2 years. We are an industrial gas company. We are focused on industrial gases. We have more than $8 billion to invest in the next 3 years, and we have always said that we will spend that on mergers and acquisitions, asset buybacks, and expanded scope of supply. This joint venture is a full demonstration of two of those three items, which is it's an asset buyback, and it expands our scope of operation from oxygen to syngas. We are very excited about this opportunity, and we believe that there are many more opportunities like this in the future. In addition, this is perfectly in line with our business model, which is a secure and a stable fixed-fee arrangement, and therefore we are not taking any risks about the price of oil or the price of diesel fuel and the other products that the joint venture might produce. If you go to page 5, that is the structure the way it was before we formed the joint venture, which is that Air Products builds the air separation unit, and we get the steam and power from the customer, and we supply them oxygen. And then the customer builds the gasifiers and produces the syngas, and then goes to coal to and produces the low sulfur diesel fuel and the high quality lube oils. But if you go to page 6 now, and again, this is what we have been talking about in the last 2 years. In this arrangement now, Air Products will have majority control over the joint venture, which basically takes coal and produces syngas. And our customer is responsible for the gas to liquid plant. So this is, we are focused on our business, which is producing industrial gas, CO and hydrogen now, and the customer is focused on their business of producing coal to chemicals. As I said, we are very, very excited about this opportunity. Then you go to page 7, this is about what the structure is and also the location of the joint venture, which is right in the Shaanxi province, which is the main coal producing section of in China. Our partners are one of the most respected companies in China. They are among the 100 largest companies. They have sales of about $26 billion a year and assets of $28 billion. So a very substantial company that we are forming the joint venture with. If now, please, you go to page 8, just to get into more details, our partners, they were responsible for building the gasifiers. They have already done that. It's almost complete. And we were responsible for building the ASUs, which we have done, and they have just started commissioning. Now, in the joint venture, we obviously contribute their separation units. They contribute the gasifiers. They get some cash. And at the end of the day, we'll end up with Air Products investing about $800 million in the project for about 60% ownership, and our partners about $500 million for their 40% participation. Now, I'd like you to go on page 9 just to visually give you a scale and scope of this facility. Then you look at the picture on the upper right-hand side, you see like 4 white columns. Those are the 4 air separation units that we have built. That by itself is one of the largest industrial gas complexes for producing oxygen. It produces about 10,000 tons a day of oxygen. But then look at the rest of the facility and the scale of the gasifiers. So this is a very, very significant project, and we are very excited to be part of it. And as I said, it's very much in line with our long-term strategy. With that, now I would like to turn it over to the people who are on the call, and they are excited to and looking forward to answering your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. And we can now take our first question from PJ Uvekar from Citi. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Citi. You know, you said that you have fixed margins in on the gasifier. How do these margins compare in coal gasification compare to your core tonnage margins? And how do the returns in coal gasification compare to your core industrial gas business?
PJ, the structure that we have on this thing is we are producing syngas the same way that the contract for that is the same way as if we were producing oxygen. In terms of the returns on those things, we have always said that we don't do projects which have less than 10% internal rate of return. And this project, I mean, I don't want to give you the exact number, but it is north of that.
And is the attractiveness of, sorry, go ahead.
No, after you.
So is the attractiveness of coal gasification that it is very similar to industrial gases? And does this mean that given the balance sheet capacity you have, that you could do more of these deals in the future?
We can do a lot more of these deals in the future, and we want to do a lot of these deals because what it does is that it significantly expands the scope of supply. When we are supplying oxygen, the dollar value of the BFC is X amount, but when we supply syngas, there is more investment, but then the dollar value of the base facility fee becomes significantly higher. So this is a perfect way for us to grow without, people having building a lot of new plants. So it's a great opportunity for us.
And just lastly, would it be Air Products employees that will run this plant?
Yes. We will own and operate the joint venture. I mean, we are 60% owner, but our people will be running the facility, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question today, please press star 1. We can now take our next question from Jim Sheehan from SunTrust. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Seifi, and congratulations on this very impressive deal.
Thank you, Jim. It's very kind of you.
So can you talk a little bit about the terms of the deal? I know you don't want to give specifics, but how far above that 10% threshold do you need to be in a country like China? And on the returns that you're getting, is there an incremental return on top of the ASUs, or were the ASUs sort of renegotiated as part of a holistic JV?
The returns they had a contract for the ASUs to supply, and that return, the return for the JV is similar to that. And the structure is... It's a 20-year contract, Jim, just like what we do with the standard supply, and the customer will give us a fixed fee for operating the facility and providing them syngas with the proper specifications.
How would you characterize the returns on this type of deal as compared to the Jazan joint venture that you've got?
This is higher.
Great. And Seifi, finally, just on the genesis of the deal, how long did it take to fully put this together? It seems like it's a more complex deal than a regular oxygen project or an SMR. Should we expect future deals of this type to take a much longer time to put together?
Jim, we have been working on this project for 2.5 years. The first time I visited our customers talking about this was 2.5 years ago. Thank you for mentioning that. These are extremely complex deals. It takes a long time. It is significantly involved because of the nature of the project. But we have been working for 2.5 years on this, and I have to give our people a lot of credit. We have a lot of our people working on this thing day and night to bring it to this stage, and you know that we are dealing with the state-owned assets and all of that. There is a significant amount of complication. But to get to the stage that we can formally announce it, our people have done a lot of work, a lot of trips to China. We have a lot of people on the ground in China who are working on these things full-time. So it is a major, major effort. But we have been at it, literally for 2.5 years.
Thank you, Seifi.
Thank you, Jim.
We can now take our next question from Jeff Zekauskas from J.P. Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you this morning?
Hi, good. Why was this deal set up as a joint venture? Why not just buy the syngas unit and sell the syngas to Luan? And secondarily, are there any positive tax structures that belong to the deal? And in general, what's the equity income or EBITDA that comes off the joint venture?
Well, Jeff, the thing is that in terms of we would have been happy to buy this thing 100%, but we thought that considering that this is the first time that we are dealing with our customers and all of that, it would be good to have them as part owner. So it was a negotiation. But the one rule that we had was that we wanted to have majority and control so that not only we can consolidate, but we are running the facility and all of that. So we are very happy to have them as a partner because it's always good that your customer is part owner. And beside that, the deal is pretty large, Jeff. You know,
yeah.
We are already putting $800 million. In terms of the EBITDA and so on, I mean, you can calculate it yourself. I mean, we say that it is north of 10%. That means that EBIT is 10 cents on the dollar or more, and then the EBITDA is obviously on top of that with the depreciation. So you can kind of calculate the order of magnitude of the EBITDA yourself.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from Christopher Parkinson from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Thank you. You hit on this a little. Can you just talk a little more about the evaluation process of this project, I guess over the last 2.5 years, and just parse out any key considerations during the project's evolution and any final determining factors which you'd be comfortable discussing to finally go forward with it. It'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Sure, thank you. But obviously, we had to go through one of the reasons that it takes such a long time is that we had to formally go through a process of evaluating the different assets and all of that. They were independent assessors from both sides and all of that. So we have done all of that. There is nothing complicated. There is a lot of complications in terms of the contract. There are four different contracts and all of that. But overall, the deal is straightforward. We own 60%. They own 40%. The joint venture is going to be an entity in China, and it is going to hire the people, and most of the people are already there, and operate the facility on a... The joint venture itself is for 40 years, but the supply contract is for 20 years, but obviously after the 20 years, it's going to be extended because there's no other option but to extend the contract. So... But there is, obviously, we do need to, and we have said that in our press release, that we do need to go through the formal process of getting regulatory and government approval. So that will take whatever it will take in China, which would be a few months. So we can't be that definitive about that, but we are obviously going to try to get it done as soon as possible.
That's helpful. And also, can you broadly remind investors of just any long-term targets in terms of asset balance and profit derivation? Are you still targeting an even greater on-site exposure naturally with the deployment of $8 billion, or are there other opportunities you'd also evaluate? Could you just kind of offer an additional color in the landscape there? Thanks.
Sure. We have always said that we like the on-site business because it is, almost guaranteed income, then that we are not taking any risk on product line. We are not subject to economic ups and down and all of that. So we would like to do a lot more to expand our on-site business from being 50% of our total business to being 60-70% of our business. So we are tilted toward that, but at the same time, there are plenty of opportunities to invest in our merchant business by expanding in new geographies and so on, and we are doing that. We are very much committed to that. But I think if you take the $8 billion that we are talking about in the course of the next 3 to 4 years, in order to deploy that much capital, we have to do a lot of on-sites, just like Roger. And that is what we are focused on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from Kevin McCarthy from Vertical Research Partners. Please go ahead.
Yes, appreciate you taking my question. Seifi, I was wondering if you could compare and contrast coal-based production of synthesis gas in China with natural gas-based production, say, in the U.S., in terms of operational reliability. And related to that, does the joint venture have a take-or-pay provision with Luan for the supply of syngas to the downstream operations?
Yeah, well, first of all, in terms of the comparison between the complexity of running a coal-based gasifier and a natural gas-based gasifier, I mean, there is not a significant difference. We know, we are very familiar with both of those, so there is not significant difference there. In terms of the contract, yes, we do have a take-or-pay contract for the offtake of synthetic gas from Luan. Yes, that is the fixed fee that we keep talking about.
Okay, very good. And apologies if I missed this, but what would be your expected timing of the startup here and commencement of revenue recognition?
As you know, Kevin, the facility is 90-95% complete. The air separation units have been commissioned, and the customer is in the process of commissioning the gasifiers. We need to get formal regulatory and government approval before we can receive any revenue from this thing, from the joint venture. We expect that to be in the next 4 to 6 months.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we can now take our next question from David Begleit from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, Seifi.
Good morning, David. How are you doing these days?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Can you discuss from a Lu'An perspective what makes this sort of structure attractive to them? I guess they were prepared to go alone on the syngas now that they're going to have you operated. Why did it make sense for them to do this JV from their perspective?
I think that there are two aspects. When we talk to customers about why we should own and operate rather than they building and owning and operating, number one, quite honestly, as I showed you in the picture, this is a huge, huge facility. They have been very pleased with what we had done for them on the air separation units. They didn't have to worry about building it. They don't have to worry about commissioning it. We have done a good job. Our plants are coming on the stream, and they have been commissioned as already. And they have built a relationship during the years. So from their mind, they say, well, if I can have the same group of people that now I trust, they can run the gasifiers for me, then I can focus on the downstream, which is producing the chemicals and marketing it and selling it. So it's just a little bit the concept of why did they give us the air separation unit? Now they are giving us the coal gasifiers. And as a result, it's less of work for them, and we can take care of that, and they can focus on the chemical side. These kind of things happen if the customer at the end of the day think that there is a benefit for you operating these things and you're doing a good job and the plants are on stream and all of that. So that is one reason. And then the second thing is that obviously now they get $500 million of cash that they can put into development of their next project, because they, like the other people who have built these plants in China, are now thinking about significantly expanding their operations and building a new plant. So that would help them in planning for the next one. So it's kind of a win-win situation for both sides. And this is what we have been talking about in the last 2 or 3 years when we came up with the concept of asset buybacks and all of that. So this is one example of actually making one of them happen.
Very good. And just on the 2018 impact, given the 4 to 6 month timeline to close, and what I would assume normal ramp up of the facility, should the impact in 18 earnings be fairly modest in your view, or a little more than that, perhaps?
Well, the thing is that I have given you indication of what you would expect on the return on something like this. You know the capital, so you can, you know, the EBIT is going to be, you know, order of magnitude 10% of that and all that. So you can calculate all of that. The main issue is timing in terms of when is it actually going to come on stream. And that, we are saying it probably 4 to 6 months. But what we will do, David, obviously we will give you a much better detail and visibility at the end of October when we give guidance for 2017.
Very good. And lastly, Seifi, how is the pipeline for other potential capital employment opportunities?
Well, David, you know, we have been saying that our goal is to deploy about $8 billion in the next 3-4 years, and that still remains our goal.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question today, please press star 1. We will now take our next question from Laurence Alexander from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, this is Nick Cicero on for Lawrence. Just a quick question. Will the JV take on any leverage? Is this an option for the future maybe? And also what you're expecting your run rate for free cash flow to be?
I understood the first part of your question. The JV will not be taking any leverage. You know, with the kind of returns and so on, I'm not sure we want to share it with a lot of people. But the second part of your question, I'm not sure I understood.
What you're expecting the run rate for free cash flow to be?
I can't comment on that.
I think Seifi shared a comment or two about his perspective on the returns, which hopefully is very helpful.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.
We can now take our next question from Robert Kurt from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Chris Evans on for Bob. I was wondering, does this JV provide another platform with this customer to do additional capital deployment? Is there any other big projects these guys are developing in the area that you guys might also be able to piggyback on?
Well, the thing is that when you talk to them, their ambition is to build another plant which is four times the size of this one. So they have ambitions to expand significantly, and hopefully we are their joint venture partner and we will participate on those. Yes, there is a lot of potential here in the future.
And then in your comments earlier about $8 billion of capital deployment and talking about expanded scope, is this as far as you guys think you'd go in terms of going to gasifiers? Is there other projects in gasification or maybe other technologies you guys are looking at also expanding into?
Starting from the very beginning, we said we are an industrial gas company. So we don't want to get into chemicals and all of that again. So we are going to stop at syngas. We are not going to kind of go further downstream investing in the actual conversion of the syngas to liquids and all of that. We are going to limit our scope to what we think we are very good at, which is producing oxygen, nitrogen, CO, hydrogen, syngas, and all of that. So we are not going to go further down than that. But staying at syngas, that creates a huge amount of opportunity going from oxygen to syngas.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Again, as a reminder at this time, please press star 1 to ask a question.
Well, I think that we have answered a lot of the questions. We appreciate people getting on the call, and we look forward to talking to you at the latest, at the end of October, when we announce our results. And if anything happens in between, we'll have another conference call. And thank you very much for being on our call.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.